read from Isaiah chapter 53, maybe from the middle of verse 10. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see a seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of Jehovah shall prosper in his hand. He shall see with the fruit of the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied. And then in Genesis chapter 8 and verse 20, and Noah built an altar to Jehovah, and took of every clean animal and of all clean fowl, and offered up burnt offerings on the altar. And Jehovah smelled the sweet odour. And then in Luke chapter 17 and verse 15, and one of them, seeing that he was cured, had turned back, glorifying God with a loud voice, and fell on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. But Jesus answering said, were not the 10 cleansed, but the 9? Where are they? They have not been found to return and give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said to him, rise up and go thy way. Thy faith has made thee well. I particularly enjoyed the gospel last Lord's Day. And I think we can say it was a full gospel. Because the appeal was made at the end that as Noah, it was recounted of him that he built an altar. So that not only was he saved, typically, through the death of Christ, but there was some practical result in return to God. And I think that's very relevant and important in the preaching of the glad tidings, that it's not just only for the relief of our souls and our eternal salvation, but there should be something secured for God even now. And it's quite interesting, I don't think he was instructed to, but it seems to be intuitive that he built an altar, and it says that Jehovah smelled the sweet odour. There was something which was pleasurable to God from the heart of Noah. Sadly, we know the history. It didn't take too long before he lost his sense of what was right and wrong. But at that particular moment, on a cleansed earth, having come newly out of the ark onto ground that was new, he was able to set up this sphere of praise, and God took pleasure in it. But I suppose the ultimate model, if we like, of pleasure to God is seen in Christ himself. That's why I read in Isaiah 53. Because his death obviously was not in vain. But what has come out of his death, this is remarkable that this is written thousands of years before the death of Christ. But it says, when thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see a seed, and the pleasure of Jehovah shall prosper in his hand. He shall see the fruit of the travail of his soul. What a result it has been from the death of Christ. We here this evening are just a tiny fraction of that fruit that Christ has secured for himself and for his own blessed God and Father. I suppose that's the ultimate model, if you like. But I think any result, any thing that's secured from the result of our appreciation of the death of Christ is acceptable and pleasurable to God. And it's a question of whether I have given that satisfaction. I think, yes, I didn't refer to, but in fact it says in the account in Genesis 8, the note there of odour in verse 21, it says odour of rest. I think that's interesting. God was complacent. He could rest in what had been done in Christ. And in Isaiah 53, there's a wonderful return, isn't there? That's the thought that I had, but I just thought, as I was thinking these thoughts, I thought of Luke 17. 10 leprous men were cleansed. How wonderful. Think of the power of the Lord Jesus. 10 were cleansed, and they were Samaritans too. Strangers, we might say, to the promises, like we all are. Strangers to the promises. 10 leprous men, and they were all cleansed. It says, as they were going, they had to obey. And we know that the glad tidings are preached to the obedience of faith. But these 10 men, they were all cleansed, but just one out of the 10 returned to give thanks. That's a solemn thing, isn't it? I wonder if we have been in the spirit of the one that returned to give thanks. He bowed, he cast himself at the feet of Jesus, realized that he owed everything to him, and that he was worthy of homage and praise. And then the Lord Jesus has an interesting conversation with him. The Lord felt it. He says, where are the 9? And you know, the Lord might be feeling that today. Where are the 9? Are they here in this room? Are you one of them? Have you not returned to give thanks? I was just thinking about this, you know. He goes away with a blessing. And you know, if you return to give thanks, I think you get an extra blessing from the Lord. I mean, they'd all been cleansed. And you might say, well, why did he need to come back? He'd been cleansed. And then the Lord says to him, thy faith has healed thee. Well, he'd been healed already, so why did the Lord need to say that? It showed his obedience by faith. I suppose all of them, in a way, had faith because they did what the Lord said, and they were cleansed as they went and did so. But the Lord has this additional word to the one that comes back. And I think, you know, in God's grace and his bountiful, loving kindness, if we come back to him in thanks, if we return a portion of praise to the Lord, I believe we get an extra blessing, get something extra from the Lord. Thy faith has healed thee. Go in peace. Maybe the other 9 didn't get that. They didn't get that message, but this one, he said, is told to go in peace. What a wonderful thing in this world of trouble and strife. We're thankful, aren't we, that we can have that special blessing from the Lord. We can know that we're safe and secure, but that we know that we had to do with the Lord, and he gives us this wonderful blessing that we might go in peace. That peace which passes all understanding. So I think there's a blessing in recognising all that we owe to him. If we cast ourselves before at his feet, I believe there's a special blessing to be had there. And he will see that we're kept in that wonderful, secure and safe environment where we enjoy peace and his love and his peace in a special way. Well, that's all the thought I had, that we might contemplate what the Lord has done, but it might drive us and motivate us to return thanks to him. And there may be something tangible for his blessing, for his rest, for his glory, for his enjoyment. And may it be so, for his name's sake.
Amen. Amen.